Siena College Assistant Professor of Political Science Dr. Daniel Lewis has written a new book on transgender people. The Remarkable Rise of Transgender Rights will be published early next year. Dr. Lewis says there's a reason he used the word remarkable in the book's title.
We use that term because the transgender community in terms of population is quite small and historically has been highly marginalized, even when within the broader LGBT community. And so over the past 10 to 20 years, despite these disadvantages politically in terms of size and being marginalized, transgender people have been able to secure certain rights, particularly in more liberal states, but also at the national level. So the motivating theme for the book really is trying to understand how they've been able to do this, given these political disadvantages they face.
And the rise seems to have been fairly rapid. You said over 10 to 20 years, but in recent years, it really seems to be accelerating at quite a pace.
Yeah, we've seen sort of a shift in attention really since the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in all states, both in terms of LGBT rights groups, but also more conservative groups that would be pushing back against these kinds of policies. And so we've seen a bit of an acceleration in terms of public attention, but other policies were being pushed even before that. So just broad non-discrimination in employment and education, these are all policies that were moving forward, more than just a couple within the past few years. But there has certainly been a lot of action in the last couple of years.
Apart from the legal aspect, how are transgender people being accepted socially in our society?
Again, until last few years, they have not really been accepted. And as part of our research, along with a few other co-authors, we did some public opinion surveys in 2015 and 2016. And in general, if you ask people about their attitudes, whether they're warm or cold, negative or positive, these attitudes are pretty negative. They're on par with how people perceive Muslims and atheists. So they tend to be at the sort of bottom of the sort of ranking of various groups in society. That said, there has been more exposure to transgender people and the idea of transgender in the past few years, and people are increasingly having more supportive attitudes toward them.
President Trump recently announced that transgender individuals would not be welcome in the U.S. military. Is that a setback for transgender people, or could it energize the movement?
I think it might energize the movement. One thing we've seen both in our public opinion polls in 2016 and more recent polls that have been conducted by Quinnipiac is that two-thirds of Americans support transgender people serving openly in the military. So this is not a winner for Trump, and certainly we've seen some backlash already, not only among the sort of usual suspects that you might expect to support transgender rights, but also from conservative Republicans like Orrin Hatch. In almost all demographic groups, there's a majority that supports transgender soldiers serving in the military.
The gay rights movement is often traced back to the late 1960s, the Stonewall Inn incidents in New York City. Is there a similar incident as far as transgender rights is going, a spark that sort of got the energy moving?
So transgender rights really started becoming more involved with the gay rights movement in the 90s as the two groups who had previously been almost adversarial found common cause within the AIDS epidemic. So transgender rights were sort of enveloped within that larger umbrella. But gay rights issues like same-sex marriage tended to take precedence within that coalition. So really having the same-sex marriage issue off the table has allowed LGBT groups to focus on transgender rights. And again, the opposition to these rights from conservative and religious groups has shifted, maybe as they see that fighting against gay rights is not particularly successful for them. So we've seen this shift among both sides of the issue, focusing, as you've seen in recent years, on things like access to bathrooms and athletics have been the major sticking points on these issues.
What are some of the major legal challenges now before the courts regarding transgender, some of the major issues that we'll be seeing in the next 10, 15 years?
Well, we've seen a few issues work their way through the courts. Under the Obama administration, they had written guidances for schools to allow access to restrooms and locker rooms based on your gender identity rather than your birth gender. And schools have challenged this, and we're working their way through the courts. We expected to have a Supreme Court decision. But with the new administration, they revoked those guidances and have refused to defend those suggested policies. And so those policies have been pushed back. The most prominent case with Gavin Grimm has been dropped since Gavin Grimm is no longer a student. And so the court said that the case is moot, right, that his rights are does not really matter anymore. Relative to his high school. So what we're going to see likely is new cases arise as schools either decide to allow access to public restrooms and locker rooms, but also we'll see some cases regarding athletics about who can participate based on their birth gender or based on medical treatments associated with gender identity.
Dr. Daniel Lewis is Assistant Professor of Political Science at Siena College in Loudonville. He is the author of The Remarkable Rise of Transgender Rights, to be published early next year.